like to start off with Mark 10, verses 14 through 16. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, he put his hands on them, and blessed them. I help teach and organize the preschool and kindergarten Sunday school class, and I help the kids with their Christmas play each year. I come to church most Sundays with my husband, my parents, and my three little girls. I grew up going to church. My parents took my brother, sister, and I basically every Sunday. We rarely missed, and I loved it. I loved going to church because it was fun. Sunday school started off with my dad playing the piano. All the kids gathered in the sanctuary singing songs. Then we would break off into our classes where we played games, did fun projects, ate snacks, and learned about God's love. Every summer, we looked forward to our vacation Bible school. And every Christmas, we got excited about which part we would get to be in the Christmas play. As we got older, every confirmation kid got to go to church camp. And every high school kid looked forward to the gathering, which was a time for high school children or high school kids around Michigan to gather together for a weekend of fun and fellowship. All of this was made possible because my parents and other members of our church were intentional about making it happen. As I reflect back, the example my parents set for me in taking me to church as a child has shaped the way Chad and I raise our kids. We are committed to raising our girls to know and love Christ. God loves us and wants us to know him and love him. As adults, we need to be intentional about our own Christian education. Children depend on us to be intentional for them. We need to teach them about God and his love. We need to do it in a way that is fun, on their level, and makes them excited about God and church. It takes all of us in the church to make this happen. We need parents to be intentional about bringing their kids to church. We need more volunteers to help with Sunday school and youth group. We need more volunteers to organize and run a vacation Bible school. Did you know we did not even have a vacation Bible school this past summer? We need people to help with the Christmas program. And we need other activities and ways for kids to get involved and get excited about God and church. And of course, we also need money and materials to make these programs great. As we grow as a church, it is my hope and prayer that our children's programs become larger. I pray that we are able to attract more young families to our church and that we are able to provide more programs for both parents and children. I hope and pray that the kids of this church learn to love God. I pray that they love coming to church and begin a lifelong habit of being active participants in church. According to a recent study by Barna, 43% of all Americans who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior do so before the age of 13. Ask yourself, what can you do to help? They say it takes a village to raise a child. Although parents are primarily in charge of raising their children to know the Lord, it takes support from the whole congregation. Thank you.